Do you think you're through learning?
God wants us to learn because he wants us to learn how we can do life smarter. He wants us to achieve smarter living, and as a result, education is an important part of that. If you stop learning, you will stop growing, in other words.
Wake up my soul, wake up early in the day, wake up my hands, and the instrument I play, wake up my voice, let the world hear me say, you are worshipped and exalted here today.
As we get older, there can be that tendency to start thinking we've learned everything we need to know in life. But as we'll discover today on The Balanced Word, the wise approach is to keep learning and growing from beginning to end. Pastor Dave Rolfe will lay out a case from Scripture of why learning matters. God wants us to be lifelong students. Let's head back to the Proverbs and unveil the way to smarter living that includes education.
In order to learn something, it requires humility. And we've seen throughout Proverbs this year how often the theme comes up that you need to be humble, that pride will destroy you. It comes before destruction. Humility is key. And yet we wrestle with the concepts of pride and humility, and we kind of are like, okay, yeah, I don't want to be proud. I want to be humble. How do you do that? Well, education has a powerful way, in two ways, of causing us to become more humble and less proud. First of all, if you are going to try to learn anything, it implies a basic level of humility that what you are saying is, there are things that I don't know. So even for you to listen to someone who's making a case for something that's different than what you believe, you have to humble yourself enough to say, maybe I can learn something. No one will ever submit to an education in any respect unless they realize they have things to know. Now, you've seen people who just fail educationally because they just think that all their teachers are idiots, that their school is terrible, that these books are empty. I have nothing to learn. That's pride. But to be able to say, And for each of us this week, for instance, to say, I am aspiring to learn something this week. That's a humbling position to take, to realize that there may be things that are really important for me to know, and I don't know them right now. And education, in a really beautiful way, requires humility in order just to admit that you have something to learn. A second reason why I think God wants us to be students and to study, turn over to Proverbs chapter 12. I like this verse. Whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. See, correction means that you are able to progress, that you are able to acquire some sort of information that will allow you to actually grow. The second reason why God wants us to continue to be educated is because he wants our lives to progress and to improve. He wants us to grow. If all you know is what you already know, then there is like zero chance that your life is going to get much better. Because what you know has brought you to where you are right now. Education, learning, being critical thinking allows us to look at our opportunities and see them in a new way. It allows us to acquire certain skills that we didn't have before or information that can be then synthesized with everything else that we know. And we may discover something that opens a whole new door for our lives to improve drastically. Education does that for us. It lets us get better. It lets us progress. And if you're in the process of just periodically reading certain things, all of a sudden you'll read something that you've heard many times before, but you'll go, you know, I never really thought of it this way. And so learning, the Bible is this way for me. When I read the Bible, every time I see it, I see something else. I see something different. So God wants us to learn because he wants us to learn how we can do life smarter. He wants us to achieve smarter living. And as a result, education is an important part of that. If you stop learning, you will stop growing, in other words. Now, a third thing that happens, and you can turn over to Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 12. He says, apply your heart to instruction. That phrase in this context, the heart is seen, the core of your being is seen as essential to the learning process. Solomon says that often. Apply your heart to instruction and your ears physically to the words of knowledge. What I'm drawing from that, and it's really, it's so supported scientifically that it just blows my mind when I think about it. The fact is that when we continue to learn, when we continue to study, when we continue to grow and open our minds to new perspectives and new thoughts, it actually affects us physically. It affects us at the core of our physical being. In a way that we know today, like God's always known this, and there are a lot of scriptures that support this, but your brain, it's really amazing when you begin to study the brain and how it works. We tend to think in terms of, okay, when you are a baby, you have this tiny little brain. And as you grow, your brain gets bigger and bigger, and therefore you get smarter and smarter. And then once you hit like your late teens, your brain just stops getting bigger. Therefore, you better learn a bunch of stuff when you're young. Because when you get older, it's a lot harder to learn stuff. The thing that we know now, and neuroscientists call it neuroplasticity. If that's a new word to you, guess what? You just learned something. But neuroplasticity is the understanding that actually our brain doesn't grow by physically growing. Our brain grows by the neurons in our brain connecting electrically to other neurons in our brain and passing down these synapses, these connections between our neurons. What your brain is essentially is a series of circuits, electrical circuits, that when something happens, it makes these connections, neurological connections in your brain, and that's why you can remember something that you learned earlier, because that path is there. That's also why, with all of these little roadways, these maps electrically that are in your brain, it's why when you have something new to learn, it's easier to learn it if it's connected to something that you already know. Because our brains become efficient when we understand that these connections are what our brain is. Now, you might think, yeah, when I get older, those neurons just aren't firing anymore. But that's not true at all. Science has proven that no matter how old you get, your brain can continue to expand in its circuitry. You can continue to acquire new information, learn new skills, and actually have your brain become more efficient and more effective. Now you go, well, then how come the older I get, the more I forget? Well, it's very simple. When you stop learning, your brain begins to atrophy, just like any part of your body that you don't use. And so those connections between the neurons become weaker. You have less of a frame of reference. And you know how as you get older, you can still totally, you hear a song from 50 years ago and you remember what was happening when it was done because those neural pathways are still really accentuated within your brain. But if you stop learning, and when you're young, you're learning so much. But if you get to the point where you stop learning, your brain stops developing in that way. So part of why, you know, Solomon understood it's so important to continue to learn is because that biologically, physically, neurologically, within your brain, as long as you will continue to learn new things, your brain will continue to develop. It's why, and you've seen this, when people retire, all of a sudden now, when you're retired, you don't have to think much of anything. And at some point, you begin to deteriorate in your memory and your awareness and all those sorts of things. Well, you stop using your brain, everything will start to shut down. It's why now they understand, boy, you know, as you get older, it would be a really smart thing to do if you would take up a new hobby, if you would begin to you know, do woodworking or gardening and to study that, learn a new language, pick up a new artistic skill, you know, learn to play a musical instrument. There are all sorts of opportunities, things that you haven't learned, whereby you can create new neural pathways within your brain, and your brain can continue to be effective. See, education is what allows us to do that. But as soon as I think I'm through learning, that becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. If I think I'm through learning and I stop learning, then I shut down that process of the expansion, really, of my mind. That's a hard, it's a hard concept to grasp, because we think of expansion in terms of spatial expansion, but this is really programming. This is software. This is, these are connections that really make us in a great sense of who we are. And so as a result, we understand, wow, this involves my ears. This involves my heart. This is a physical capacity that I have an opportunity to involve myself with, education. And certainly God knows that. And it's one of the reasons why he, right from the beginning, when he created the first person, Adam, he gave him intellectual tasks to solve and to attack, because that's how our minds develop. When we stop doing that, you know, hey, we just become set in our ways. Now, let me say this. It's in academia, sometimes tragically, there are people who learn a lot and then they stop learning. Maybe they become a professor, or maybe they become somebody who just sits back on their haunches and laurels, and they think, well, I am an educated person. Here's my diploma on the wall that shows that I have an excuse to never learn anything ever again. Remember, the process of education is a humbling process of saying, with everything I know, I could be wrong. And I have something to learn from people who bring something new to the table for me. That's what keeps us healthy mentally. And ultimately, all of your physical health is connected to your neurological system. These educational processes are what keeps us vital in every area of life. But also, and in conclusion, let's go back to chapter 1 of Proverbs again. There's another reason that might be more important than any of the others. In Proverbs 1, beginning with verse 5, we looked at it when we started. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. And let's continue to read in verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Ultimately, the biggest reason why education is important, why it's important for us to say, I am hungry to learn something new, I am desirous to gain a new perspective, is because all of existence flows forth from God. All of existence intersects with him. Having a proper awe of God is where it all starts, but it's also where it all ends. Because if you study anything and you begin to learn and expand and you're creating these neural pathways in your brain, ultimately every field of study turns into theology. Every ology becomes theology, because God is at the source and the center of all wisdom and all knowledge. He is the one who invented it. And he is the one who ultimately all of existence is going to lead to him. And so I think, you know, you may think, oh, it'd be boring to study astronomy. But the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God. So the deeper and the more profoundly you begin to study a field like that, you discover how big God is, how intricate his ways are. And the same thing goes for if you zoom in to subatomic particles and you understand, you begin to understand at least everything that we understand about it, and there's so little that we understand about subatomic particles, but guess what? God is there too. And you see, as when you study astronomy, when you see the grandeur of who God is, you zoom in on microparticles and you realize the intricacy, the careful, meticulous work that God has done. And it shows you a whole different picture of God as you begin to create artwork. You understand more and more as you see how can a piece of art, how can a sculpture, a painting, how can it touch me in the way that it does? Ultimately, that is going to lead you to go, wow, God is really amazing. We live in a world that really belittles the whole learning process, especially as it relates to God. And everything now, it's why in schools nowadays, some of the most important classes that they should be teaching, they're cutting back. You know, because things like the arts and crafts and things like that, that used to be the center of education for thousands of years, are now considered not important because the purpose of education right now, and you don't have to learn much of anything, you just have to recognize the right answer compared to three versions of a wrong answer. It's all utilitarianism. It's all like we are machines that are just functioning. But the truth is, when you belittle the magnificence of this world, and when you belittle the amazing intricacy in which we are fearfully and wonderfully made, then it's easy to just keep moving, get a job, live your life, and go die, instead of realizing God is amazing. And I really believe that you can judge how well you are being educated based on whether or not you understand that God is behind all of this. Something as simple as making a piece of furniture speaks so powerfully to God, thinking of how he puts things together. Talk about joinery when you look at God and the way he makes everything fit together, the way he designed our whole ecosystem, and all of that is just the system of how water processes in the earth and how things can be mostly made of water and yet they still have matter. And it's amazing. Ultimately, to stop learning is to stop learning about God. And don't think that you can be, no, theology is important to me. I study theology. Don't think that you can find God by studying propositional truths about him in a systematic theology. For the most part, systematic theology is reductionism to a ridiculous extent that reduces God to a series of propositions. God wants us to discover him in all of his greatness and his grandeur. And that doesn't happen with your nose in a theology book necessarily. That happens when you become the kind of person who just wants to expand your view of everything, knowing that in the end, whatever you see is going to tell you something more about the God who made everything. One more verse over in Proverbs 23 and verse 23. He says, "Buy the truth and don't sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding." I challenge you to think about the things that you buy. Where are you investing your resources, your money, your time, your energy? Solomon would say the best investment that you can make is to invest in education, To me, some of the greatest expenditures that I make isn't in when I buy another car, though I have nothing against cars, but when I buy a book that can expand my understanding of something, or when I have gone to school in order to learn things and submit myself to someone else's concepts of here's how you do it and here's what life is like, those are not throwing money away. Those are great investments. So I think, and some of you who have kids who are in school, the best investment that you are making is to help your kids or your grandkids become educated, because that's what starts us off. That's what leads us toward expanding our understanding of everything, and especially including our understanding of God. Education is always a good buy. It's a bargain. And so just think about what you spend money on and ask yourself, am I purchasing, you know, in the way that Solomon says here, am I buying the truth? Am I willing to indulge myself in the process of expanding my understanding and awareness of life, to understand those enigmas, to understand those proverbs, and to become somebody who is expanding the capacities of my very mind? It's a bargain. Now, ultimately, at the end of everything, Solomon, at the end of his life, said this: the words of the wise are like goads, the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd. That's the idea of everything you learn pierces and is really given by the one who is behind all information. But he said, and further, my son, be admonished by these: of making many books there is no end, and much study is wearisome to the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. He says, learning is so important. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to this: God. Being in awe of him, and respecting that which he tells you to do, living life the way he says to live it, that's what all of education will ultimately give you. And that's not to belittle education. That's actually to accentuate the value of education, because ultimately it all ends up in the same place. It's important for us to do that. And I would challenge you just to this week think about your capacity to learn as something that you are required to invest, that your understanding needs to expand this week. So do something that's new. Try something different. Read something you haven't read. Come to understand why other people believe things differently than you are, and you will discover God in a whole new and a different and a more complete way. Don't be afraid of learning. Be afraid of not learning and allowing your brain to atrophy to where then God becomes somebody that you created. God becomes a cartoon character. He's bigger than that. He's more than that. And we have the opportunity and the privilege to discover that as his people, as people who he puts here, and he tells us, go learn some stuff.
We're receiving God's wisdom from the Proverbs right here on The Balanced Word with Pastor Dave Roth. It's part of a series called Smarter Living. And you can request a CD copy by calling 949-362-7475. I should also mention this entire series is available on a USB for a donation of $10 or more. You'll receive all 51 messages in the series that'll lead you to smarter living as you hear and learn to live by God's wisdom from the Proverbs. So call us at 949-362-7475 and ask for the Smarter Living Thumb Drive. Our programs are also available online at thebalancedword.com. Thank you for your support of the Balanced Word Radio Ministry. It allows us to bring Pastor Dave's teachings to stations like this one all across the nation. Donations can be made at thebalancedword.com. Dave Rolfe is the pastor of Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel in Aliso Viejo. You can hear him teach on a Sunday morning at any one of these three times, 8, 9:45, and 11:30. Visit ccpacifichills.org for more information or to live stream. Check out Pastor Dave's 1-Minute Messages, a great way to start the day. You can listen to them at thebalancedword.com or watch them on Instagram or Facebook by following CC Pacific Hills. Now with this parting challenge, here again is Pastor Dave.
For all of us this week, let's be determined to be students. Let's be determined to educate ourselves in a different way, in an expanding way whereby we learn other ways in which to ultimately learn about God.
Tomorrow on The Balanced Word, we'll enter into a discussion about work when we turn back to the Proverbs with Pastor Dave Roth. This program is furnished on this station by Pacific Hills Calvary Chapel.
Wake up my soul. Wake up early in the day. Wake up my hands and the instrument I play. Wake up my